Hello everyone, it's just after 1 p.m. on a pretty grim day. We really picked the right week to go on holiday last week. Even if we'd gone to Scotland, I think it was nice, by all accounts. But here, now, in the here and now, let's see what it's doing. It's raining and windy. It's not such heavy rain now, but it's still raining. Just let Lammy out. Obi's just gone off to work. Ronan's just gone off to the job centre. He's got to go on some information today for the afternoon. And Connor's at work, of course. So this is the first time I've had the place to myself since I came home. I wish I didn't have to go out today, but unfortunately I do later. I've got an appointment with Niall at 4:15 because I think he's got anal gland trouble. And what else? I've had a letter from the NHS. They fined me, basically. I've had a penalty charge notice. I've got to pay £112 for trying to get out of paying for my treatment at the dentist, which is an absolute farce, because what actually happened is I'm on ESA, the Employment Support Allowance, in the support group, which is for those that can't work, for obvious reasons. I really couldn't work now at the moment. I have enough trouble surviving some days. But anyway, it's not the point. When I went to the dentist, I wasn't sure if there's two types. There's income-based. Now, I didn't know if I was on income-based ESA. But I actually rang the Job Centre Plus and found out that I'm not on income-based. So that means I have to pay for prescriptions and dental treatment. So I went to the dentist and I told them, no, I don't qualify for free treatment. So my checkup cost £18.80. It's probably is still subsidised because it's with the NHS. It's an NHS dentist. So that was fine, but when I came to pay, I forgot they don't... I mean, they really should take cards in there. They don't take cards. I was on my own. There's no accessible cash point nearby. There's no ones with headphones. I could have gone and got cash back, but I don't like queuing up for stuff. I've just got an issue about it, really, for various reasons, especially on my own. So I said to her, I'm really sorry, I can't get the cash now, is it possible to bring it in another day? So she says, yes, that's fine. And of course, it is really bad, I haven't taken it in yet, because that was like a month ago. I just forgot. But that's not the reason I've been charged. The reason I've been charged is, the letter says that I stated that I'm on income support when I'm not. Now, I rang the dentist straight away and I said, excuse me, I never said I was on income support. I've never been on income support, ever. She said, oh, I'm really sorry. What happened is there's a trainee working here and she's filled in the wrong details. And I thought, yeah, now look what trouble she's caused me. I've been fined and I'm supposed to pay it within 28 days, £112, which I'm not paying, by the way, because I don't owe it. I never put anything about being on income support. They know that. So they said, if I take the money in today, which is what I'm doing, I take the money in and the letter, so they know who to contact, they'll try and sort it out for me. As well they should, because it wasn't my problem. All I did was find out that I'm not eligible for free treatment and you know, tell them so. It's not like I tried to... The letter's like accusing me of trying to get out of paying, which is not something I would do anyway. What is the point, this? I said to her, God, they don't hang around, you know what I mean? It's called... The letter comes from the benefit check something or other, and I thought, charming, you know what I mean? It's made me look like a fraud now, and it's really quite embarrassing. But anyway, it is not to my fault. I'm just making myself some... Well, I suppose you'd call it brunch, really, because it's my breakfast, but it's lunchtime, and I won't be having lunch later, so... We've run out of tea bags. Well, that's a lie. We've got hundreds of tea bags, but not ordinary, what I call ordinary tea. So I'm drinking Tetley green tea with blackcurrant and apple, or apple and blackcurrant, which is actually really nice. And I'm making some toast, just one piece of toast. And my mum, when I went down my mum's the other night, she gave me, my friend had made some bramble jelly, some bramble jam actually, it's not jelly. And it's very nice. So I'm going to have one piece of that on toast. And I don't have a lot on there. Yeah, so that's what I've got to do today. I'm not very happy that I've got to go out in such foul weather. I'm probably going to get the bus one way and taxi home because I'm going to try and be a bit more active. I've either got a 15 to 20 minute walk to the bus stop, which is going to be taxing. I did it with Obi the other night, but that's not the same as doing it with Niall. Or I can go across the road, get the bus into town, cross over the road, get a bus out again. I'm not sure what I'm going to do yet. The quickest thing will be to walk rather than have to wait for two buses. So I probably will try and do that. If it's really, really, really belting down at that point, I might just say to hell with it all and get a taxi both ways because, you know, I don't really want to get absolutely sodden. I'm waiting for this toast to pop up. It seems to be taking its time. There we go. Anyway, I'm glad to be home now. I'm glad we're not in the hotel getting soaked every time we have to take Niall out. Now I can just take him out so he's run outside the back door. We had a nice Sunday. It was raining all most of the day and it was actually really cosy. We had our treatments in the morning. Obi had a body massage, I had a pedicure. And then we had the Carvery lunch. And then we actually just went upstairs and kind of dossed around and chilled and went to sleep. And it was really cosy. It was lovely, actually. It was one of my favourite days. And in the evening, I packed. He didn't really do much packing. He did his in the morning. But I packed and he was so stuffed from all we'd eaten, which is no surprise. I was a bit better, so we didn't go to dinner. He didn't have anything to eat, but I ordered some cheese and biscuits, which was just four little different kind of biscuits, three pieces of cheese, a little, like a spoon of some kind of chutney. I think it was like mango chutney or something. Did I say celery, grapes and butter, which I don't have on cheese and biscuits. Anyway, that's it for now, and I'll do some stuff when I'm out and about.